This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to Klaus Financial's Money in Motion, this special Tuesday edition. This is not the first Tuesday we've ever done a Money in Motion show. But we have to move it for personal reasons yesterday, and we have with us, as we do every week, Steve and Malia from Klaus Financial. Malia and Steve, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes, we are very pleased to do this on this beautiful, beautiful Northern Illinois day. We will be asking later a Klaus quiz question of the week, and the winner this week will receive a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. So be sure to listen the entire time to the show for the next half hour. And if the first winner, the first person who calls 815-877-8440, that's 877-8440 with the correct answer to the Klaus quiz question of the week, wins a $25 gift card for the Olive Garden. You can also call in if you have any retirement questions at all at 815-398-WROK, 815-398-9765. I understand today's first topic, Steve, revolves around debt. Having debt, holding debt. Is it good, bad, or forbidden as we look toward our own eventual retirements?
Yes, Mike. We, for our clients, take a little bit different perspective on debt than the government does. For the most part, that is something that, if managed properly, as part of most people's lives, especially when it comes to mortgages and more times than not for auto loans. However, it's very easy, especially with all the plastic out there of credit cards, to end up getting into some financial troubles at times if you end up with too many. One point of reference I usually try to make for people that end up with large amounts of credit card debt, and many times where that can come into play, is you may or may not have a high limit on any one card, but if you have several cards, boy, can that pile up quickly. Especially
yes.
If working spouses each have their own cards and there's no coordinated effort. One thing that many people I don't think realize with regard to credit card debts also is when it comes to making payments on those cards, because we'll all see when we get those, you know, pay this minimum amount. The crazy thing about that is if you actually just make minimum payments on a credit card, with current interest rates on credit cards being anywhere from 15 to 20%, it could literally be another home mortgage time frame of 20 to 30 years to pay off a credit card debt based on minimum payments.
Yeah, that I know is a danger people can run into. They say, oh, my minimum payment's only $18 on this $12,000 credit card bill. Yeah, you'll be paying that off. Your grandkids will be paying that off if you pay the minimum.
It's crazy. One good debt, though, that's out there for most people would be your home mortgage. Now, obviously, with interest rates having been so low over the last several years, for anyone that has not refinanced their home or taken a look at it, they definitely should do that. I mean, even today still, while interest rates came up slightly, 15-year mortgages are still just a fraction over 3% based on your credit rating, and 30-year rates are a smidgen under 4%. So when you look at fixed rates like that for home mortgages, those rates probably have not been seen in 50 years in reality. Your parents or grandparents might have actually had rates higher than that. So that is a plus when it comes to purchasing your home.
Steve, wouldn't you say that if our listeners have rates of 5% or more, that they should probably check into maybe looking at a refi?
Yes, Malia, I think that is a good point. Now, obviously, if you're looking to move with your job or relocate and you're going to be, you know, moving homes in a short period of time, it's one thing, but definitely, you know, there are various rules of thumbs out there, but when you take a look at the payment savings, and many institutions to compete to obtain the mortgages will have very minimal costs, if any at all, to refinance, it is definitely something to take a look at. If you're at a 5% rate or higher based on current rates, absolutely.
We are speaking with Malia and Steve from Kloss Financial. Our listeners can go to klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com for more information. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you have any questions about anything we're talking about, 815-398-9765, 815-398-WROK. You said one of the good debts to have is a mortgage, or it's at least not as bad as credit card debt. What about trying to help a child or a grandchild with college? Most people need to go into debt to fund that. Is that an okay idea?
Well, and we're gonna explore many different avenues on that question today. You know, I've seen people who have sacrificed their entire retirement to send their kids to college, even for grandkids. People have taken on loans themselves for $100,000 so that their kids can go to the schools that they want them to go to. And we're not going to preach to the listeners as far as what type of school their kids or grandkids should go to, but we're going to explore some of the opportunities out there to finance or help finance college. Because at the end of the day, you know, while we talk about debt and good debt, bad debt, the truth is this: as you enter retirement, and that's really what our goals are for our clients, as you enter retirement, we really would like you to be as debt-free as possible. We would like to see that mortgage paid off. Not many student loans still lingering that you're helping kids or grandkids with. So that is our ultimate goal, is to get you to that zero debt as you go into retirement. But we're going to, in the next segment, talk a little bit more about all the different things you can look at for college.
Steve, anything else you wanted to mention about paying for or any other debt that is quote-unquote good?
Well, actually, as Malia pointed out, one of our preferences for clients as they are going into retirement is to have most all debt eliminated, mortgage and car payments included. And the reason for that is, more times than not, understandably, people are wondering, well, how much money do I need to retire on? And obviously, a question we ask to people back is, well, how much income do you need for your lifestyle if you do not have a mortgage? If you do not have any credit card debt or car loan debts, your lifestyle income needs are probably much less, which means you would need to accumulate less money to actually enjoy your retirement financially. So that is a very good point of reference.
Yes, I know that a lot of people want to put off getting a mortgage until they're young or until they're older, when they're in their 20s, I'm talking about. It's like, oh, I don't want to make that commitment. No, when you start paying off a mortgage at, like, say, 25, and you do a 15-year mortgage, you can be completely done with it by the time you're 40, have an entire house paid off, and be really set up nicely either to use that equity or to move up to a nicer home, or have no house payment at all, and you could put that money towards something like, oh, I don't know, your retirement. We're going to take a break and be right back after this on Money in Motion, sponsored by Kloss Financial. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We're back on Money in Motion, sponsored by Kloss Financial. We have Steve and Malia here, and our topic today is debt. Is there good debt and bad debt? Credit card debt is bad. There are things like mortgages, however, that are good. What about savings plans that I can set up in advance to pay for college? Is that something that that you advise?
Well, yeah, most of our listeners probably know, they've heard college plans, 529 plans, Coverdell plans. Those are actual plans you can start setting aside monies for your future college students. But again, we need to really look at realistically, what is tuition going to cost? And we can't necessarily project, 20 years from now for your newborn or 18 years from now for your newborn, but we can talk about today and realistically, tuition for public and private universities, as most people understand, is pretty expensive. If we look at housing costs, books, supplies, transportation, the tuition, in between 2015 and 2016, the average in-state public college costs now here in the United States are $24,000 a year. And private universities actually average about $48,000 per year. So you can easily see when we're discussing retirement and how much we want you to have set aside for nest egg, that money could really flow out quickly, whether you're going to a public university or to a private university and helping your kids pay for that. So our listeners have to become savvy as far as what kind of loans, what kind of scholarships perhaps they can look at, what kind of, as we said, college savings plans can they put into place, because these students, we want them to go off, get educated, hopefully do better than we've done, but ultimately there is a price to pay. So we do work with clients, talking to them about, have you considered junior college? Have you discussed maybe military options? You know, I've discussed this with my own kids. Why not consider enlisting perhaps so that the military could possibly pay for your education someday?
The military has fantastic programs to pay for college. I took advantage of them in college, and they're really, really, to graduate with so little debt, especially going to a private university, two private universities, mm-hmm. I know I'm so much better off financially than if I had just kind of tried to pay for it on my own or taken out gargantuan loans.
Right.
And I love serving in the military. It was fun.
And there you go. I mean, so I'm here just to say it really takes exploration of opportunities out there. I have four children. Three are in college. I mean, it's expensive. But if you can look at opportunities out there, many people tell me things like, well, I don't want my kid to really try to go to a great college, a private college, because I know it's going to be too expensive. Well, the truth is today that if your child has worked really hard in school, they can apply to Yale, Stanford, Harvard. They can actually get accepted if they have the grades and test scores to do it. And they can be accepted what they call need blind. The schools don't look at if the child can afford it or the family can afford it. If they're accepted, there is a full ride at all of these Ivy League universities, believe it or not. So when someone says, well, I don't want them to even try, I go, again, as a parent, I go, you know what? Don't hold them back. There's opportunities out there, many different ways in which you could figure out how to pay for college.
We are going to do a Kloss Financial Quiz Question of the Week right now. We waited a little bit too long to do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week last week. We're going to ask it right now because we have given the answer to this already. If you know the answer to our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, you win a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. The question is, what is the average cost per year for a student to attend a public university in the United States in 2015-2016? Again, the average cost per year for a student to attend a public, not private, public university in the United States in 2015-2016. 815-877-8440. 815-877-8440. I know that is something that can't really be done after the student is out of college. A lot of these programs, a lot of these grants, a lot of these scholarships that are available, I can't emphasize enough, you know, this in many ways is free money that you can get, but you can't get it after the fact. You can't apply for a scholarship after you already have the degree.
Exactly.
You've got to do that now. You've got to do it early. Some people who've already started college, even freshman year, you can still apply for scholarships while you're there. But that money is only there for a window of time.
Right. And most people are familiar with the FAFSA. That's the federal aid form that everybody needs to fill out. And that will help you possibly get some grants or loans that don't have to be paid back, which is a great thing right there. And not to be negative, but counselors at the high school level, a lot of them just don't have enough information for you. So you really need to source out the people that have had experiences and can really see, you know, all the different opportunities out there that you can look for your kids.
Steve, I know you've dealt with this as not just a financial advisor, but a parent as well.
Yes, more recently I have. In fact, I have three in college, as Malia does currently. So you feel the full brunt of the costs of
all at once for you.
Very, very important for the kids. But as Malia pointed out, when it comes to helping to pay for those costs, you definitely want to take advantage of any of the free money, which you hear us talk about even when we're talking about corporate 401k plans and the free money in a match. It's the same thing. You don't get it after the fact. You have to do it in advance
right.
of the need.
So remind our listeners, Steve and Malia, what should they expect from a financial advising firm like Kloss Financial in all of these issues, debt and not getting debt, good debt, bad debt, et cetera?
Well, really, it involves being able to sit down and discuss with someone who's qualified issues like we've been discussing today. You just want to make sure that you've looked at all options when it comes to your debt, making sure that someone's helping you sort that out. We'll be the first ones to tell you for income tax savings, you know, property interest expense, mortgage expense. That's still something that can be deducted, property taxes and so forth. But at the end of the day, we'd like you to get your debt down to pretty close to zero before you think about retiring. And also, you want to sit down with someone who listens to your situation, understands what's important to you. Is it important that your kids go to college? Is it important that you're paying for a large majority of it? Or are you open to other opportunities out there? So you just want to find someone who can listen to you and be able to help guide your retirement.
Yes, and if I could just add, again, my situation, and I have a friend who has a couple friends who have kids in college who've explored the ROTC scholarship idea. If you get good scores on your ACTs or your SATs and you get good grades in college, you can apply for an Army ROTC scholarship, Marines, Air Force, Navy, and if you get accepted, they give you a full ride. They pay all your tuition for 4 years or 3 years, and a lot of times the colleges, when they know that you're getting a guaranteed scholarship, will kick in the room and board. So it's like going to West Point or the Naval Academy in that you don't have any expenses, but you are going to a quote-unquote normal college, a non-military college, and you come out as an officer in the military, which is a really incredibly fun and highly responsible but really rewarding job. That's what I did, and I know I couldn't have afforded college the way the colleges that I went to if I hadn't done something like that. So look into that as well, I recommend.
That's an unbelievable opportunity, Mike, that you were able to take advantage of.
Yes, and everyone's eligible to apply. And if you get accepted and you get a scholarship, you know, it's, again, it's free money. You got to serve in the military afterwards.
Sure.
But sometimes you can do that in the reserves. You don't have to do it for an entirety of 4 years. You can split it up a little bit depending on the needs of the military.
And some of our listeners who might be grandparents, these are things to be telling your grandkids about. Sometimes parents get lost in just the raising of the kids and working hard every day. As a grandparent, like I said, if you can help facilitate and say, hey, have you thought about this? Maybe going into the military or going to a junior college or applying to the best college you can get into. You know, I think having these other helpers throughout your life, mentors, will help facilitate, you know, a better educated society.
If you have any questions at all about anything we talked about, call 815-877-8440. That is Kloss Financial's number. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Kloss Financial's website is klaasfinancial.com, klaasfinancial.com. Anything else you'd like to add about this, Steve, before we say goodbye?
Yes, actually, there is one other thing that Malia was just mentioning a minute ago with regard to grandparents. I think a really good idea for grandparents for their grandchildren is instead of providing all the toys and presents at Christmas, add in and start a 529 plan for college to, as a start point where anybody can add to that going forward. Would be a huge benefit for the grandchildren, for the parents, and ultimately possibly also for the grandparent that would otherwise normally want to help their grandchildren get through college.
529 plans. I know there are in-state plans. We have a lot of listeners in both Illinois and Wisconsin, and they're very different plans for each state, right?
Yeah, but a 529 plan covers schools anywhere.
It does,
so
okay.
It's just a, but there are in-state plans as well. So the name of the game is do something, right?
Right.
And look at all your options.
Yeah, I can't emphasize that enough. I had a sister who went through college who went and got a lot of the scholarships that she should have, but it wasn't because I pestered her every darn day about it. I said, hey, you don't want to do the military? Fine. You got to find some way to, and you don't want to graduate with $150,000 in debt with an art degree, you know?
Or,
it's just, Or more, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of these colleges, way more than that. As we said, we did say the average earlier, but we don't want to give that out because that was the answer to the class quiz question of the week. We enjoyed having you guys in, and I appreciate you too doing this on Tuesday. We will be back next Monday, same time, for the Class Financials Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Steve and Malia, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks.
Thanks,
all
Mike.
Right.
Have a great week.
You too. Very, very exciting week. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number two of the Michael Kugel Show coming up after this. Both Congressman Peter Roskam and Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.